I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Yvette Landry wears many hats: musician, songwriter, educator, author, and record producer. Hailing from Brobridge, Louisiana, Yvette grew up listening to music, but wasn't interested in playing music until later in life. After her dad was diagnosed with cancer, Yvette bought a bass for Cajun jam sessions with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. She went on to join the female-led Cajun band Boss Wakatan and now fronts the Yvette Landry Band. Though she's performed internationally, Yvette has stayed close to home, teaching American Sign Language and songwriting at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette.
I was tomboy growing up. I liked to hunt, I liked to fish, I liked to do all that kind of stuff. And I was also canaille, and we say that in Brobridge, and that's kind of a little word, French term for mischievous. And evidently, I had been a little bit too mischievous in one way or another, and my mom decided she was looking for the perfect punishment for me. So she decided that the best punishment for me would be to enter me into the Crawfish Queen contest. And that's how I got entered in the contest. And you should have seen both of our faces when I ended up winning.
Way down yonder in the Cajun country, South Louisiana, lives a dark-eyed beauty, steal the heart of any man. She's the belle of the ball that fade no dough, and she dances round and round. Each time the light shrimp come bold, crawfish by the pound. Eat it, pretty little crawfish queen. She can eat more crawfish than any man you ever seen. She can pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Heave it, pretty little crawfish queen.
It started as a punishment, but it ended up being an experience. I wouldn't trade it in for anything. Traveled to a lot of places in the state, met a lot of people, and got to be an ambassador of my culture, which I'm really starting to appreciate that now. It's kind of come full circle. It opened the door for me to start doing so many other things. I started finding this, I guess, gift that I had to be able to play these instruments, and I became somebody who I needed to be and was supposed to be.
Well, she wears her hair pulled way up high. She's just a country girl. She don't wear no makeup or dye her hair. She got tattoos everywhere. Yeah, the boys come out just to see her swing. Twirling around on the old dance floor, rocking the porch by the red front door. It's a high time at the open moon.
So I started with the Rhythm Devils as a bass guitar player. And about a year later, I went to a music camp, learning different instruments, learning how to play the accordion and messing around with the fiddle and the guitar. And I met a woman named Christy Guillory, and we started talking music and we started jamming together. And we just said, we ought to start a band. Isn't that how we do it down here in Louisiana? Let's just start a band. And at the time, Christine Balfa walked up and she said, well, if y'all are starting a band, I want to play in that band too. And so at that camp, Bonsoir Catin was created, and we started playing music, and it was a shock. There weren't too many all-women Cajun bands that were out there playing in the style that we played in.
Were you playing bass with them?
I was playing bass with Bonsoir Catin, and probably about 2 or 3 years into it, I found that I had the ability to write a song. My dad would always say, you need to make a record with those songs. And I'd say, no, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, you know, trying something different. And then in 2009, he passed away, and I had not made a record. And so I remember thinking, now I have to do it. Now I have to make a record. And so I just asked a couple of friends, hey, I want to do this record. Can we go in the studio and do this? And so basically without a rehearsal or or any kind of charts or anything like that. We just went into Joelle Savoy's studio and cut my first record, which was Should Have Known.
Knew it when you walked right in, blue jeans and sly grin, and green eyes burning brighter than a flame.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.